Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rylo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are listening and you are tuned in to the Noah and Christine Show, where we, what do we do here, Noah?
We bring the happy back to your happily ever after.
We make sure that you keep the happy and happily ever after. And one of the things that Noah and I are absolutely committed to is to really helping you, all of you out there listening right now, any one of you who would love to be able to have awesome relationships, fantastic relationships, relationships that make your life better, that make you happier. We are committed to helping you make the choices and decisions that help you to do that. Because let's face it, every day when you're in relationship, you have a lot of decisions to make.
Oh, and you can't just make them on your own. It is not all about unilateral decision making. I can't decide, you know, Christine, tomorrow we're moving.
Well, you could, but I might not go with you.
Yes, see, that's exactly what I mean. I can't, it's all about, you have to be in deep partnership.
When you are not in connection with the person that you're in relationship with and you're making decisions on your own, you could end up in some very hot water, right?
Absolutely. I've ended up in that hot water.
Yeah, you're about to end up in that hot water right now. I'm giving Noah the look. Y'all, I'm giving him the look. If you were all here in our studio with us, you'd be like, what are you talking about over there? But we have actually made a decision together, I think, about what this show is going to focus on today. Is that true, Noah?
We absolutely made a decision together and we wanted on our show and what we wanted the show to be all about.
And the show is actually going to be about a decision that most couples, almost all couples, face at some point. I mean, you have to if you're coupling, because when we couple, there's this kind of cultural bias towards, or cultural assumption or cultural decision, are you going to have kids?
No, the cultural decision is, when are you going to have kids?
Oh, right. Yes, that's true. It's like
I swear, a minute and a half after we were married, I think, at the reception, I'm pretty sure someone asked us, are you having children?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What happens, right? Everyone, you know this. You meet somebody, you start dating. People start asking you, when are you getting married? And then as soon as you get married, people are just like, well, when are you having kids? And then when you have one kid, people are like, well, when are you having another kid? It's a wonder that when you get a job, people don't ask you, when are you going to retire? And then when are you going to die? I mean, it's like we're always focused on what's next. And the choice is interesting to me, the choice of whether to have kids or not. It's an interesting thing whenever people have asked me, Christine, are you having children? Is it okay to ask you that question? Because I know it's a very personal question. And I'm always intrigued by that, that the shyness that one comes to about something that we in some ways are always asking about. When are you having kids? Like after you get married, when are you having kids? But there's a way in which we'll meet someone, we'll have a friend, and just the choice of, are you having kids or not? People feel very weird about asking that question and very shy about asking that question. And I think often even in our relationships, the what we go through to make that decision sometimes is not talked about at a conscious level, and is oftentimes not maybe talked about in a way that really gets the couple to a place that allows them to make the decision together, truly.
Well, and that pressure, that social pressure to have kids is this amazing energy. And yet it's so strange because in the United States, that's changed tremendously over the last 50 years. Like, it used to be that the majority of households were two incomes one income, two, and a child. Like, every household had a child. Like, more than half of the households in the 1950s were that way. But, like, today, one in five households is a couple with a kid.
One in five?
One in five.
That's it.
One, it's like, totally different.
Wow. So the traditional view of married 2.5 kids is shifting and changing.
That is not the reality we live in, and yet it's a reality people kind of try to want to put you into once you become a couple.
They do, and they certainly did that with us as well. And so today's show is going to be all about the choice to have children or not to have children. So whether you are already a parent and you are thinking of, are you having another child or not having another child, or you are a person who doesn't have children right now and you're considering the choice of, do I want to have children or not? And or you are in relationship with somebody or know somebody that's going through this kind of decision, today's call is really going to give you some good tools and also share some real stories with you, because Noah and I have really taken a deep dive into this in our own lives. And we have a great expert today, Dr. Marcy Cole, who is an amazing, amazing person and woman. She actually is a holistic psychotherapist, but also the founder and executive director for a nonprofit organization called Childless Mothers Adopt. And also for an online platform called Childless Mothers Connect. So she has worked a lot in the area with women that have chosen not to either have their own children, or women and men that have chosen to not have children at all. So Noah, would you all out there listening, would you like to hear a little bit about the truth of our story? Should we tell them, Noah?
I think we should tell them.
Pull back the curtain.
The curtain should be revealed. We are not the Wizard of Oz, though.
No, we're not the Wizard of Oz, but here's the truth, y'all. For many, many years, I knew that I did not want to have children.
I knew I wanted to have children.
Yeah, that's when we met each other, that's where we were at. And it wasn't that I didn't want to have them ever, I just knew that I didn't want to have them now. And I think when we met, we were like 32 or something like that. I was just very clear. Really?
Yeah.
I always forget. Okay, we were 30. But I knew I didn't want them then. I knew if I was going to have them, that I was going to have them around the age of 40. And you were like, you wanted to have kids.
I wasn't concerned about when, but I was like, definitely want to be a father. It was really important to me back then.
And yet we still got married.
We didn't worry about it. We figured it out.
Yeah, and we were also both very deeply committed to our own path in the process. And the most interesting thing happened a couple of years into our marriage.
I completely changed course. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a mom. Like, I'm not interested in this anyway. I went through all this painful sort of process of dealing my stuff with my father. And at the end of it, I was like, oh, I wanted to be a father because my father was not good at it, which is just a weird reason to be a father.
But probably not an uncommon one if we were really to dig into people's subconscious.
Yeah, I think there is sometimes what you hunger for is what you want to try to create in the world. Mm-hmm. We all have that experience, whether it's when you don't have money, sometimes you grow up really fighting to have a lot of money. I didn't have a great father, so I wanted to become a great father. So that was sort of what was going on for me. And when that changed, I was like, wow, why do I want to be a father? I don't know that I want to be.
So Noah moved into what we called the ambivalent stage around children. And I was in the stage of like, I think I might want to. I'm not really sure. And as I got closer to 40, I knew it was going to be time to make that decision, because I just knew. My body told me. And I remember my body guided me to get off birth control, and I did. And I was like, I'm not really sure. And so we agreed. Remember, where I was like, I think I might want to have children. I could feel like this little soul wanting to come in. And so we this is how we approached it, because we were both, Noah was ambivalent. And you said something like, what did you say?
Ambivalent is a terrible reason to become a parent.
And I was like, I really got to know if the soul is needing to come in, or if, you know, like I needed to know. So what we did is we said, we are going to spend a month basically in this decision, and we're going to do different things to figure out and really sink into what the truth is here.
One of the things we did is we said, we need to spend more time around children. So we didn't necessarily spend a lot of time around children. Like, well, if we're going to have kids, if that's something we're interested in, we should go spend time with parents we really respect and love while they're with their children.
I have two goddess children, and I actually see them quite a bit, and I'm very involved in their lives and involved with their mother, who's a single mother. So very familiar with what happens for her as a single mom, and very connected to those two kids. But we wanted to see the day in and day out. And we went to dinner with our friends Amy and Rob and Mike and Michelle, and they have three little girls amongst them, really beautiful little girls, and they're such great parents. And we go to this dinner party.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, when you're a parent, you don't really have dinner parties. You have dinner, and you have a little time to connect. But most of the time, you're trying to make sure your kids are safe or being nice to each other.
Or being fed. So most of the time, Noah and I talk to each other. And the parents dealt with their children. And they did the things that they needed to do to take care of their kids. And I remember we left there, and we both looked at each other. We were like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know that whole day-to-day childhood thing is for us. Like, there's the dream of the children, and there's the, you know, being able to help a soul really grow, and we knew that we would be great parents if we decided to, because we're so conscious. And so I said, you know what, I am going to do some deep soul searching on this. And what was really interesting for me, where I came to after talking to a bunch of people after that experience and got my chart read and did a couple other things, there was this piece of me that was really yearning to have children. I could feel this little soul out there. And what ended up happening is I did some work with a healer, a friend of mine. And what I realized was there was a part of me that was me that needed to be mothered back. The part of me that hadn't actually received some of the mothering that I wanted. And so I did this healing session with this woman. And in that session, I got some advice, and I did the healing session on my own. And what happened for me, I remember I was on the phone with my friend Anne too at the time. She was a single mom, and I said, I did this healing session, and that piece of me came back into myself. And I was like, all of a sudden I was like, oh no, I don't really want to have children. I actually want to be able to give my energy to the world and to children in the way in which I work with people as coaching and books. And a good friend of mine who's also a best-selling author, she said, Christine, you know, you can have it all, but just not at the same time. And I just, you know, really made a choice not to want to have to be Superwoman. And for me, the work I had to give in the world was so much more pulling me at the time. And I remember in that moment making that decision, I was on the phone with Anne, and Anne was like, Christine, I've not ever heard your voice be so happy and so clear, because I was in alignment with me and what I really wanted and what I really needed. And I wasn't making the choice anymore from something outside of me or some conditioning, like some, you know, BS line I was telling myself, like, oh, if you don't have kids, like, you're too afraid or you're too this. And so there's a lot of those big fat lies that come into play. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring on the awesome Marcy Cole here and after the break, who's going to help us talk about some of those big lies that women tell themselves and that men tell themselves about why they should have children, and really kind of help get clear about, really, if you get past the lies, that's what you have to do. You get past the lies, past the fears, past the subconscious, to get into what your truth is so that you can actually know what's true for you. We're going to talk to Marcy about that when we come back.
And you can listen to the Noah and Christine Show, and we'll be right back.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody.
Okay, sorry. I did give that number to Nova.
Yeah, no, not your fault. You're fine.
Okay.
We'll call you back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, love.
You guys are back on now.
Hi, this is the Noah and Christine Show, and you're on with Noah.
And Christine. And we are so happy to have you back here on the show. And we were just finishing talking about the, you know, some of the big fat lies and the subconscious stuff that shows up when we are looking at this big decision between, you know, should we have kids and should we not have kids? And, you know, the interesting thing about the decision that we make is that we both come to the decision. So when you're in a partnership, you come to the decision together, and you are, as you're coming to the decision, you are coming with all of your own stuff. You're just coming with all of your own stuff. And so, you know, Noah shows up, and he is actually coming with all of his own history, right? And I am coming with all of my own history. And one of the things that you have, you know, is really great to remember as you go into these conversations about children, to have them or not to have them, is that your partner is showing up in all the ages they ever were. And I think sometimes that we can actually forget about that. And so we're making this decision from places inside of ourselves that might be needing something other than what we actually need.
Well, and oftentimes it is an unconscious drive that is totally unneeded for where you are right now.
And so we have actually brought on an expert that's going to help us go deeper into the subject. We are talking about it, Dr. Marcy Cole. Brian, do we have Marcy on the line?
Marcy is on the line.
Marcy, love, are you there? Awesome. All right.
Yes, honey, I'm here.
Fabulous. We had a couple little technical difficulties, but all is well. We were just loving you up, Marcy, before you got on, about how excited we are to have you on the show. When Noah and I decided to do a show about whether to have kids or not have kids, because it was such a big piece of our relationship, and we learned so much about ourselves and so much about each other. And for all of you out there listening, I had the great pleasure of meeting Marcy a couple months ago when I was at an event in Los Angeles. And when I learned about what Marcy is up to, in addition to being an awesome holistic psychotherapist and author and speaker and humanitarian visionary, she is taken it upon herself to really spark and launch some pretty amazing platforms and communities for women without children, and for women that have chosen not to have their own children but are interested in adopting. I mentioned them a little bit earlier. Marcy's actually founded something called Childless Mothers Connect, which is an online platform for women without children, whether by choice or circumstance. And she's also the founder and executive director for a nonprofit organization called Childless Mothers Adopt that offers support to childless single women and couples who seek to adopt children in need. And I know, Marcy, you've done so much, including, I love the fact that your actual doctoral dissertation was called The Experience of Never Married Women from Ages 29 to 30 Who Desire Marriage and Children. So I know this is a topic that's been near and dear to your heart for some time. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your love and your wisdom with all of us.
I'm so happy to be with you guys. Thank you so much for having me and for really continuing to really support this conversation, which is so relevant and juicy and important for all of us.
Yeah, and a conversation that, you know, maybe even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, was, you know, a little taboo and not even having before you came on. Mostly I was saying to Noah how it's so interesting that when people meet me or even, you know, people that are acquaintances, they'll ask me, you know, they'll be like, I know this is a very personal question, but, you know, are you having children or not? And I'm always just struck by the preamble of, I know this is a very personal question, because for me, it just feels like a choice that all women, you know, make at some level, whether that's made, you know, for them or not made for them or whatever. And I would love for you just to share, you know, because you've talked to so many women and men about their choice around having children or not having children. And one of the things that Noah and I are just curious about are some of the common themes that you've seen in the work that you're doing around when people face this decision. What are some of the kind of, you know, biggest fears and misunderstandings that come up around this very important choice?
Wonderful question. Thank you. Yes. There's so much, you know, and I will share with you guys at the get-go that so much of this, of my personal interest with this topic came from my own personal experience, right? So it's a combination of being inspired by my own personal journey and then working with women as a therapist for 20 years and hearing all the themes, including this one, come up continually, and then being in community of women at, of these groups, First Tuesday and the platforms online, and just looking around me and seeing how prevalent this discussion is and this experience is. And, you know, what are the common themes? I mean, obviously, we grew up in an era where our experiences, our roles, our expectations were so different than our mothers and our grandmothers. And, you know, we grew up at a time where all of a sudden, you know, two-income household, you know, it was very important for women to go get an education just like men, and it's very important to learn to depend on yourself and become self-sufficient, and so we put lots of time and energy there. And but at the same time, we are also brought up, most of us, these are broad stroke generalizations, but I think they're prevalent, you know, as little girls thinking we're going to grow up one day, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids. I mean, that's still right. Very, very, right? That's still the mainstream message. Mm-hmm. So for most of us, that's what we imagined and expected. But then we go into the world again, and we put lots of time into the academic world or the career or whatever. And at the same time, we're looking into, we also have the freedom and the consciousness in our generation to want to find the right partner. You know, in our parents' day and our grandparents' day, a lot of it was just expected at 18, 19, 20, 25. They, you know, these were, in our grandparents' day, some of these marriages were arranged. And in our parents' day, and, you know, they just got married. Many of them got married young. It was the thing to do. And we, in our generation, we have the consciousness to say, well, who am I and who do I want to be with? And so we spend a lot of time looking for love, you know, and looking for the right partner. And so there's, you know, one theme is that we just have so many different experiences than the generation before us, which makes it made it more complicated to at times get in touch with this decision. Is it really ours, or is it just imposed and internalized? Is this the path that we should take? And also because of all these other areas that we pay attention to, oftentimes these years literally slip through our fingers for those who actually did want kids. And then you wake up, you know, 35, 40, 45, with or without a partner, over, you know, past the childbearing years.
So it sounds like, Marcy, I mean, obviously, Marcy, you've had a broad swath of experience working with people one-on-one and then also working in the groups that you founded and that you hold in conversation. And what I'm curious about is, and this is, while it can be a very painful and hard conversation to be in with yourself and with your partner, and I'm just wondering, what are some of the common, almost like the questions, like almost like what's going on underneath the subconscious level, like what, like there's things that I think that are running our choices around children that we don't even know until we know them. Yeah. And so I'm just like, what's going on there for people? Because if we could like pull those out, I think it would be, we would make decisions around children so much better and feel so much better about our decisions.
Yes. Yes. It's a very layered topic. And, you know, again, are you talking about focusing on the decision in general, or are you talking, or do you want to focus specifically on those, what I'm hearing from those who consciously chose not to have them, or who have wanted them and are experiencing the, you know, the, some of the grieving and grappling with that? Do you want me to, focus really, on one really, or the other, or just the bigger picture?
Really focusing on the people who are in the process of just making the decision. They're in that, they have, yeah. they feel like they're okay. in that crucible of, I need to go one yeah. direction or the other.
Yeah, and then I think then we can explore the people that did decide not to have them and then kind of what actually happens in that decision. And
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, okay. So for the women that are wanting and assuming that you know, they want to have kids and that's the trajectory for their lives, you know, I think, again, 20s is a different experience than our parents' generation, and 20s people are figuring out, you know, their career and running around and dating. 30s, what I see is that women, a lot of women start to get feeling anxious in their early to mid-30s when their partner has not arrived, and they start thinking, what about kids and what's going to happen and all of that, and, you know, I think that it can be very high anxiety around, you know, 35 to 40 if that hasn't happened. And of course, the opportunity for them is to, you know, again, if they're involved in a conscious process, to look inside to what your question is, Christina, which is, okay, what is this about? Do I really want kids because it's really deeply embedded in my heart authentically and because it's really intuitively part of my destiny, or because I think that's what I thought, and what am I going to do if I give up what I thought I was going to have? What's on the other side? And so, I mean, the layers of this, obviously, you know, so much of people's desires come from sometimes a very pure hit on what they want, and sometimes it's very circumstantial. It comes from family indoctrination, religiosity indoctrination, and so sometimes it's layered and it's complex to get to the real core of what we really want and why we want it. And not everybody has the time, the consciousness, the opportunity to really spend time on that question. But certainly, it's a great question, because what it does is it helps us. Many of us get in touch with what, you know, what we're doing, and are we doing it for the right reasons? I got married myself at the age of 28 because in my mind, it was time to get married. There was a blueprint that I was living my life by. It was time to get married. It was time to have kids. And in doing so, I was betraying my own heart. I was betraying my own intuition. I knew for sure this was deep down. I knew this man was not, he's still one of my dearest friends on the planet, but we were not meant to be married forever. So I lived it. I mean, I lived denying, you know, just putting into motion what I thought was supposed to happen and not really listening to myself. And I thought I was a smart girl back then, you know, and here I was completely pushing down what I knew in my heart. And so so that question is really, it's layered, it's complex, but I really do encourage women to have processes for themselves that say, okay, what do I want and why do I want it? And if they get to a place where they still land where they started from was, yes, I want children, then the question becomes, okay, what happens so that they can still remain pure to that goal and be able to move into that experience with or without a partner? Because what happens is when you're dependent on a partner, it, again, makes people make poor choices, like I did at 28 years old. And so I really encourage women between the ages of 35 and 40 to think of all their options if they really want to be a mother. I mean, there's lots of ways to mother.
There are lots of ways to mother, and that is a great place for us to go next, Marcy. What I love what you just said, I want to underline this for everyone out there listening, and what Marcy just said is to really get clear on what it is that your heart wants, what you want, and then why, right? And then once you're clear on that and you know why you want to have children, it's a lot easier to go to the next place. And Marcy, what you just said, which is so brilliant, and I want to come back because it's juicy, is that there's lots of ways to mother. And I think that is not something that we really think about in our society today, and it's very important as we make this decision to have our own children physically or not. So when we come back, will you tell us more about that, Marcy?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We will be right back. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
Love and happiness.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we're with our very, very special guest, Dr. Marcy Cole, who is a wonderful woman who is doing so much out there in the world to help women as they make their choices around choosing not to have their own children physically, or they want to be mothers, but maybe not mothers in the traditional sense. Marcy, you are truly a revolutionary, and I just love what you are,
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, it's a pertinent discussion. I mean, there's over 20% of women now in America alone that do not have children, whether by choice or circumstance, and that number is growing. So it's something that's really, it's an important conversation.
So one of the things that you said before we were leaving for break, you talked about this idea of like women are choosing to be mothers in different ways. And can you just say more about that? Because typically it's like, if you want to be a mother, you get pregnant and you have a baby and it comes out of your uterus and your vagina and there you go and there's your baby. Now, that's the only way that we've been taught as women to really be thinking about how to be a mother. But you're saying that there's other ways to be a mother.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, first of all, there's so many stories and it's a rainbow of possibilities. But for women that want children, and want to be a mommy, for example, you know, obviously we're, you know, if you don't have a biological child, you can certainly get pregnant and be a single mom. You can be able to, you can become a foster parent. You can adopt. Many women, of course, have married men who have children, and they become a stepmom, and they step into that role. And of course, for women who decided consciously not to have kids, or women that of course wanted them and are on the other side of the reality of not having had them, you know, the reason why I'm calling this movement Childless Mothers is because there's the mother that lies within every woman. There's archetypal mother that is within all of us. And so we're talking about the power to connect and to nurture and to intuit. And that's a really powerful, powerful thing that we share with the world. And so we're mothering all the time. I mean, think about it, you know, Christine. I mean, look what you're doing in the world. I mean, you are offering yourself as a change agent and holding a space on air, off air. And I mean, if I stop and ask women, who do you mother, which, by the way, is on the blog, one of the blog questions on the website, you know, it's so beautiful, you know, to really start sharing that. So plenty of ways, not to mention, I will add, of course, the enormous need in the world for us as women as a collective to be able to be of service. I mean, everything from the environment to poverty to you name it. I mean, there's many, many places and people on this planet that need us desperately.
Well, I love that idea of channeling the energy. That you have many avenues you can channel that energy, and it's at some level both either a choice, depending on where you are in your life cycle and in your process, like choosing this is the time where it's time for me to have children. Or you'd be like, you know, that's not my path, but I would love to channel that energy of nurturing and creating into projects, into mentorship, into foster parenting, all those other options. It's just beautiful to think that the beautiful thing about our society right now is we have an amazing amount of choices. Do you have anything that you, with all that choice out there? I know, like, when I even go and buy ink for my printer, I get overwhelmed by choice. You know, how do we deal with all of these choices that we have out there? How do we get clear about which is our right choice?
Right. Well, you know, that's one of the reasons, Noah, why I created the website. I mean, there's two sites. One's called ChildlessMothersConnect.com, and that's for all women, whether they decided to have children or not, or by choice or circumstance to not have them. And then there's the CMAMA, Childless Mothers Adopt website, specifically for the nonprofit. But the reason why, one of the reasons why I created the platform is to be able to offer a platform of support for that very question. You know, what are my options, and who's out there, and who can relate, and who can share some resources with me, and how do you connect with kids? And you know, we're talking everything from mentoring to fostering to hosting to adopting. And you know, how do we find our way to deciding? I mean, what I personally believe is that you stay connected to your heart, and you really, you know, look within in terms of what you're feeling drawn to. You educate yourself as to what's out there. That's why these communities are so important. And then you really listen, because you really listen. You put yourself in environments where you can be exposed to certain things, and you know. Just like, you know, the way you pick your friends or a job or whatever, you know, if you're really aligned, you know. You know. And from my perspective, when you have the opportunity to get connected with an organization or connect with a child, it's as organic as choosing, you know, your chosen family, a dear friend, a colleague. There's so many possibilities, but that doesn't have to be daunting. It's actually wonderful, right? It's wonderful that we have all of that. I mean, to some extent, it's not so wonderful because there's so many children in need that we wish, you know, had safe and loving homes, and there wasn't as much need out there for these kids to be attended to. But on the other hand, given the fact that it is what it is, we as women and men, by the way, have so many internal and external resources to offer and to be of service and to connect. And of course, at the end of the day, it becomes a gift to us as well. It becomes a
I love that, Marcy, because I think what actually you're saying, and just for everyone out there listening, is that we actually, I think in the past, it's been, am I going to be a mother and a father, or am I not?
yes or no. Like, it's right. Like there's two options, right? Am I going to be a mother or a father, or am I not going to be a mother or a father? And right. What you're saying, and what I found to be true as well, is that there's more. It's not black or white. There's not one or two. In fact, I made the decision for myself not to have my own biological children. I wrote a poem called The Mother Without Children. To express the fact that, like, I have all this mother energy in me. I am mothering. Yeah. I'm just not making the choice to actually, you know, have an egg and a sperm come together in my tummy and then give physical birth. But I very much am a mother. And it brought up this very interesting conversation between me and my best friend. And so I'm curious about that, Marcy, about like you're vibing with that. I know that you're in the process of writing a book that is about kind of gathering these stories. So can you say more about like the gathering of these stories and the different choices, and then also how, if there are people out there that want to participate in the project, how they can do that?
Yes, for sure. And Christine, you know, I'd love to read that poem, by the way. I'd love it, and I'd love to interview you for this book. I really would. I would be delighted to turn the tables one day and hear from you your journey with this. But, you know, this is the kind of thing where my story is a little bit different than yours, because I wanted a child, and I went through the fertility track and all of that, and I had to see my way through the grieving process. The kind of devastating, like, oh my God, really? I'm not going to have a child. I mean, I really had to move through that. But then, you know, I really believe I have a lessons learned blog on my Dr. Marcy Cole site. It's so much fun to write about, because it's all about taking the juice out of every experience and really living full out, being able to look at the takeaways and what we've learned and what we can do with our circumstance. And you know, moving through feeling the feelings and then accepting the circumstance and then asking ourselves, well, how do I want to move into a way to transform and transcend this so that I can really create blessings out of it? So that's the journey I've taken, and that's been the inspiration behind this. The website, so there's a few ways to connect and participate with this. We're really calling it a movement, because it's becoming one, because it is one already. It's just that we're creating a space for it to really flow more more joyfully and more fluidly. So I'm writing a book about this experience, and for anybody who wants to share their story, if they love to write, I'd love to be able to connect with them. They can email me at marcy@cmoma.org. marcy@cmoma.org, and I'd be delighted to read their story or do a phone interview. And for people, you know, we have two sites. We have childlessmothersconnect.com, and that's the online forum for sort of to be an online haven for all women, whether they choose to have children or not, to be able to come together in community to share their interest and their resources and their struggles and their triumphs and the whole enchilada. There's a ton of categories that impact and interest our demographic of women. And then there's the CMOMA, CMOMA.org, Childless Mothers Adopt. That's our nonprofit. And that, again, as you shared, gives support to childless single women and couples who are interested in adopting children in need. And so we certainly, you know, we would encourage, they both have the same private forum and public blog. So we absolutely invite and encourage so much participation on those sites. You can join for free. You can have access to the community, and it would be wonderful to have, you know, we're really growing the community now. This interview is has great timing, because we're really trying to say we're here, and now let's rock it together. And there's so many ways to do so. And of course, the nonprofit is really a volunteer-based nonprofit at this point. So it's going to take a village, and it's really, you know, we're looking at supporting adoption here in America having sort of CMOMA sponsored adoptions, as well as an international journey where we go together as a collective group of people who are interested in finding children with the least amount of resources on the planet. And right now, I'm in the stage of doing research and all of that. So logistics. So people who are interested in adoption can certainly connect with me too at CMOMA, marcy@cmoma.org.
Awesome. Well, and I've been to the childlessmothersconnect.com site. And so for anybody out there that is, you know, just kind of contemplating, you know, the question to have children and not have children, from just to offer you what I love, the pearl, Marcy, thing that you've given us all, is that it's not a yes or no. It's not a one or a two. That there's actually a broad spectrum of that, and that the real piece of this is about really coming back to your own heart and then looking at all the options that are out there. And so I really recommend the childlessmothersconnect.com site, and of course check out Marcy on her blog, which is drmarcycole.com. And I know that you're going to keep doing great work in the world, Marcy, and thank you so much for furthering this conversation and for allowing us all to see that there's so many more options out there for us than just, you know, feeling like if we don't have our own biological child, that we can't still be a mother or a father, that there are other options to really bring that mothering and fathering energy to the world, which, as you point out, is so needed.
Thank you, Christine and Noah. Thank you so much for inviting me. And thank you for all that you're doing to bring this to the forefront and all these delicious, wonderful topics of discussion. And I look forward to continuing.
Well, I'll be sending you that poem for sure. And then we will talk.
Oh my
more.
God, please. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, and we'll be right back.
Love and happiness.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You are returning back here with Christina Rilo
and Noah Martin. And watch it. We're on the Noah and Christine Show. Did you know our names are in the show?
Yes, they are. And we are super excited to leave you all with some really great thoughts about how to really deepen and become clear about your choice of having children or not having children, depending on where you are. And we hope that this program's really expanded the capacity for you to see that you can be a mother or father in many different ways. But Noah, I know that you have a really super great process that you wanted to offer to people.
Well, first, I want to anchor a little bit about what we talked about already in the show. which was one, when you're in this place of making a decision, just really open up to the fact that you have all of these choices.
Mm.
Just open, like you can do, it is not a zero or a one. It is, there are amazing ways in which you can be either paternal or maternal and bring that energy into the world. So just be really clear that you're, it is not a yes, no, but rather, how do I want this to show up in my life? And the second thing that we've talked a lot about on the show is taking the time to be a choice.
Mm.
Like really taking the space. No, absolutely what we did in our process is we took, it was about 2 months. We're like, mm-hmm. like, you know, went through a lot of da-da-da-da-da conversation about it for a long, long, long time. But we said, you know, we're going to make a decision over the next 2 months. We're going to make a focus about this thing.
And sometimes it's not the right timing. I have a good friend of mine who basically, her husband was like, you know, I'm not ready. And so they took it off the table for the entire year. So cannot talk about this at all this year. We will revisit it on January 5th and they picked a date. And so they didn't have to keep bringing it up and bringing it up. And so if you're in that place in a relationship where you're going, you know, back and forth and you, when one person's not really ready to make the decision, pick a date and say, okay, we're not going to talk about it. It's off the table until that time period. And that way it's not keeping to show up in your relationship.
Yeah. So the first thing is one, really open your idea that you have a lot of choices. It's not a zero or one. It's not a dyad. It's so you have lots of choices. And two, create a space that's the right space for you to have that conversation or to gather the information or to experience it before you step into it.
Mm-hmm. And three, I think it's also really getting clear about your own person before you really engage in that conversation with your other person. And or as you're in conversation, really owning your stuff, as they say. You know, if you're in that process where you're like, I'm not open to that. I don't want to do that. That's not for me. You've just shut down, right? And so if you're in partnership with somebody, you're in a sacred contract with that person, like that's the, you know, that's the secondary relationship. Your primary relationship is to yourself. The secondary relationship is with this person. And you really need to be in communication around that and to be open and to get really clear about what's really important. Like what Marcy said is like really what's important in alignment for you. And I think oftentimes we can shut down an option before we've even really opened up to explore it because we have all those misunderstandings and lies and attachments and unhealed wounds.
Okay. So there are three questions.
And
I'm going to put out there as a love dear. So
all
if
right,
you're
everyone,
thinking about
get ready. Here
having
comes.
Children, I these are the three questions I want you to ask yourself and to ask your partner.
Write these down.
And the first question is, why do I want to have children? What is it that inside of you that says you want to have children? Just to really sit with that and say, you know, what is that's creating this desire? And if you have different feelings, like you want them and you don't want to have them, talk about both sides. This is why I want to have them and this is why I don't want to have them.
I already have a list. Like, you know, forget about sitting with it. I mean, yeah, sit with it, but you can sit with it and how this. You sit with it and you write a list and really speak it, you know, like really talk about it. I remember a friend of mine asked me this question when I was in my process and I realized all the reasons were selfish reasons.
Mm.
Every single one of them helped me in my decision-making process for sure. So be honest.
Okay.
So number two.
Number two, how do I think this is going, do I think having children is going to impact my relationship?
Super good question. How do you think that having children are going to impact your relationship? So with Noah and I, for example, I got really clear that my number one relationship after myself was with Noah. And I knew that if we had children, because of the way that I am, he would end up doing most of the taking care of his children because I have all these things I want to do. I have books and teaching, and I feel so like I'm called. It's a calling I have. And that was not going to be a good dynamic for our relationship. So for me, I got very clear that this was my number one relationship. And so get really clear about and be honest about what that's going to do. And number three.
And the third question is, am I ready for this change in my life?
Great question.
It is a huge change that you've decided to take on. And it may or may not be the right moment. And don't let all of the pressure of, I have to do it now, because there are other things you can do. You don't have to bear children to have a child in your life. You can adopt. You can foster. You can
mentor.
And all of these wonderful things that Marcy Cole talked about us earlier in the show.
So there you go. Number one, why do I want to have children? Number two, how do you think having children is going to affect your relationship? And number three, are you ready for this change? And be honest and be yourself. And most of all, come from love, everyone.
love is the most important thing to nurture in your life, with or without children.
Yes, and remember to use our great precepts in the Love Treaty. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, www.lovetreaty.com. It will help you.
www.thelovetreaty.com.
It will help you have these conversations, and we will see you all soon. Signing off, Christina Rylo.
And Noah Martin.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Much love, everyone.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. Keep happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.